O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A long gospel reading like the preceding makes for a short sermon. I'm sure you've seen the TV commercials for the St. Jude Shrine. In Roman Catholic theology, St. Jude is the patron saint of hopeless cases. In my hometown of Baltimore, there is a St. Jude Shrine. It is a beautiful and fascinating place. People in desperate situations from all over the world come to pray there. Although my family was always Protestant, there were many times that we went there when I was a child or sent an offering to have people there pray for us, usually when somebody in the family was deathly ill. There is a statue of St. Jude in the shrine. It sits in an alcove, and there is a rail in front of it to protect the statue. People often want to touch it, and it's feared that they could damage it. So people write their prayer requests on little pieces of paper and toss them over the rail toward the statue. I'm certainly not advocating praying to the saints or other unorthodox methods of prayer, but wouldn't it be interesting to read these pieces of paper that pile up at St. Jude's feet and know what desperate prayers are being made to this patron saint of hopeless causes? I imagine many of those prayers would be absolutely heartbreaking. Maybe the situations of the people who visit the shrine and pelt St. Jude with paper prayers aren't that different from our situations, yours and mine. Are there cases in your life that appear hopeless right now? Do you have desperate prayer requests? Perhaps your life seems to be spiraling downward and depression or meaninglessness. Maybe you have been hurt by someone you love, a spouse, a parent, a child, and now you're estranged. Or are you or a loved one suffering a serious physical illness or uncontrollable addiction? Probably all of us have had a situation like this sometimes in our lives, but merely knowing that other people are in the same misery gives us no comfort. No life is perfectly happy and peaceful, and death is the threat that ultimately hangs over us all. I don't mean to make light of death, but what I often say is true. The death rate in this county is 100%. Everyone who is born eventually dies. Or as the quote attributed to many famous people goes, nobody gets out of here alive. Death is all over our gospel reading today. As our story of Jesus continue, the Jewish leaders had just tried to stone Jesus to death for saying that he and the Father were one. They thought that that was blasphemy. Then Jesus was summoned to Bethany because his dear friend Lazarus was sick and dying. Death was striking someone that Jesus especially loved. When Jesus decided to go to Bethany, the disciples sensed the mortal danger that he was in. In an act of hubris, Thomas declared, "Let us go with him that we might die with him." Of course, when Jesus was put to death on the cross, Thomas and all the other disciples ran away, except for the beloved disciple. And at the end of today's episode, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, when the news reached the chief priests and Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, the Jewish religious council, decided Jesus must die and began to actively plot his murder. What are we to make of this death-infested gospel reading? The message is that no situation is absolutely hopeless because Jesus is Lord. There is always hope because God is in charge. The Jews wanted to stone Jesus, but the Father was not going to let his son Jesus or any of his disciples die before their ordained times. God has a purpose for each of us in this life, and then he will take us home at the right time. Lazarus was dead. Now, this is not what we believe, but in the Jewish folk beliefs of the time, they thought that a dead person's spirit hovered near the body for 3 days. Decomposition would set in by the 4th day. So by the time Jesus arrived, everyone had thought that there was no hope in resuscitating Lazarus, even if such an incredible thing was possible. Jesus did the impossible. Lazarus rose. Shortly thereafter, the chief priests and Pharisees did have Jesus executed. And you know what happened then. God the Father raised Jesus from the grave, never to die again. The point is that failure is not fatal, and even death is not final. Like Lazarus, one day we will hear our names called and we will arise. And there Jesus will be waiting for us in the bright light of dawn. But unlike Lazarus, we won't be going back to this death-infested world. We will be in paradise. Amen.